Hare Krishna. In today's Bhagavatam class, Prahlad Maharaj is talking to his demon classmates, excuse the dogs, and he says that anyone who worships or serves the Supreme Lord, be they demon, demigod, whatever, by engaging in service to the lotus feet of the Lord, they come to the most auspicious condition of life. And that, of course, is one of the main themes of the verse, is that service to Krishna, or the exact word that Prahlad Maharaj uses is bhajan, it is the most auspicious condition of life. So much so that in our Varnashram discussions, Yudhisthira Maharaj calls it the perfection of life. And that is the perfection of being in this material world, is to finally come to the lotus feet of the Lord through regulated devotional service. And the word, interesting word, which is used is swasti. And swasti, like we say, swasti, swasti, sumangalai. I was mentioning in class this very auspicious word has become such a banned in our word today just because of the swastika, which is an auspicious symbol. It's a symbol of auspiciousness, and because it was misused by the Nazis in what culminated in the Second World War, it's been banned. It's been banned as a symbol. It's been in the Western world, and of course the word swastika is looked down upon. It's looked down upon as a symbol of violence and prejudice and hate, whereas it's a symbol of auspiciousness. So it's a good example of how things become misused. And something that has a good purpose ends up serving just the opposite. Anyhow, but Prahlad Maharaj uses the word swasti, that one comes to a very auspicious condition of life by engaging in devotional service, or rather, having engaged in devotional service, one is in the most auspicious condition of life. So it's great good fortune. It's great good fortune that we're here. Prabhupada translates the word bhaj as service, which is very general, although often the word bhajan, bhajante mam, Krishna says, means actually a deep stage of worship. Bhajan is often referred to in terms of chanting japa, or of course we use the word bhajan for instrumental accompaniment to chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. But traditionally bhajan, although it can refer to any aspect of absorption in devotional service, very generally it's referred to as deep absorption and repeating the holy name of the Lord many, many times, 16 rounds, 64 rounds, 192 rounds, like Haridas Thakur, that's bhajan. So especially if someone progresses forward, if they go beyond just the stage of engaging in devotional service, which can be sometimes done with impure motivation, it can be done frivolously, but actually one is doing it very seriously and entering into deep stages of devotional service, that is the greatest good fortune. And We were talking also about, he ends up the word saying that the one becomes very fortunate, just like us, Vayam. And here Vayam refers to the Mahajans. And Srila Prabhupada says that amongst the Mahajans, Prahlad Maharaj is the chief, which is also an interesting statement, but I won't get into that here, although we do get into it in class. Nonetheless, Prahlad Maharaj is here, a five-year-old boy talking to school, and he's revealing that he's on the level of other Mahajans like Shiva, Nard, and so on. Very interesting statement, that although pastime may unfold in which participants are in one stage oblivious of their exalted spiritual standing, but simultaneously by the grace of the Lord they can be, and their words may reveal as much as in the case of Prahlad Maharaj here, revealing his own spiritual stature. And Prabhupada interestingly says Mahajans led by Prahlad Maharaj, which Prabhupada puts at least in some way, whether it be just in the context of this pastime, but because he's the hero of this particular pastime, or overall amongst all the Mahajans, but Prahlad Maharaj is being placed at the head. Prabhupada says he's at the head of all of these other Mahajans. And that was today's class, which I will just sign off with this swasti, that how fortunate we are, and even not just to come to devotional service, but to come to devotional service in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the devotional service, or able to do bhajan by with the empowerment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is something that has not been made available for a long time. Vairagya vidyara nijabhakti yoga shikshashta ekam purusha purana. Since the last day of Brahma, this type of bhajan, this type of devotional service that we have access to, that is only available the last time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Not since. There may be many incarnations of the Lord, there may be many great devotees, but no one had the opportunity to be as fortunate as we have. Hare Krishna, and I sign off with these dogs in the background.